Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Will there be regime change in Iran? Or does the Ayatollah get to live another day?
Could certainly be the result, because the Iran regime is very weak. I think it's basically left with two things. It's plans to have atomic bombs and ballistic missiles. That's basically what Iran has. We decided to act because we had to. We saw enough uranium, enriched uranium, for 9 bombs. And all they had to do was weaponize them.
Netanyahu not answering the question there that Brett Baer asked. But again, saying, you know, why they had to act. Here's the other reason Netanyahu gave, and I'm glad he did this, because this is the real problem with Iran. And folks, backing up a minute, understand what is the real problem with Iran? Iran, let me back way up so we can understand how we got here, because this is really important. A lot of people on our side are misunderstanding this. Oh, well, this is Israel that ain't, no. No. For us, this isn't even about Israel. The Democrat Party and the Republican Party in the United States of America have different allies. So when Democrats are in office, this country has a different set of allies and enemies than when Republicans are. We've never faced this situation in the United States of America before. Our foreign policy is absolutely schizophrenic and contradictory. Democrats and Iran are allies. Iran is an ally of the Democrat Party and of America when Democrats are in charge. It started with the pallets of cash. Billions of dollars in unmarked bills sent on planes on pallets by Barack Obama. And remember, he lied. He initially said, well, it was all right. We got caught because we weren't supposed to know. Congress found out about it. $700 million. Yeah, we sent $700 million. Well, it might have been $1.2 billion. It was $1.7 billion. The Democrat Party, because they are allies with the dictatorial, brutal regime in Iran, has propped it up. That is why we have this problem. That is why Iran tried to kill Donald Trump multiple times, at least 3 that we know of. But not Biden. This is what's remarkable. Biden's in office. Remember, Iran is trying to assassinate who? Trump. Why? Because Iran knows the Republican Party, i.e. Trump, not their ally, but the Democrats are. So who are we fighting here? When we are bombing Iran, when we are taking away both their potential for nuclear weapons, but also my greater concern for America, the nuclear fissile material that could be used, dirty bomb, I mean, you name it. We are fighting the Iran that the Democrats built. And Iran that, think about this for a minute. When Trump's in office, we lobby, we level the toughest sanctions ever leveled at a country. So much so people are hungry for food and they're in the streets on the verge of overthrowing the Iranian regime. The Democrats come back in, we switch sides, and they begin funding them to the tune of what? $40 billion in actual cash they're allowed to draw down on. Remember, fungible? Well, if they use cash for food over here, then they can use their money for weapons for the Houthis, which they did. Then what do we see after that? What do we see after that? $300 billion total in sanctions relief. They're allowed to sell their oil. Sanctions taken off. Even when they try to kill Trump, sanctions aren't put back on yet. Why? Because Iran and the Democrat Party have the same goals. That's why. And a dead Trump's a good Trump. Did I say that's true? And I'm not the only one saying it this morning. That's the shocking thing. The other person saying it is no less than Benjamin Netanyahu. Y'all.
These people who chant death to America, try to assassinate President Trump twice, kill 241 of your Marines in Beirut.
We have three of their assassins in federal prison. So this is not just chop blocking, not just halting Iran. It's halting Iran and the Democrat Party. Iran is a proxy of the Democrat Party. The Houthis, Hezbollah, and Hamas are proxies of Iran. Now, you want me to wrap this up so I can show you why we are as much at war with Iran as Israel? This isn't us just, you know, letting Israel do some Israel things, as Tucker Carlson wants you to believe, which is insane. He's lost his mind. Let me wrap this the heck up. What did Tammy Bruce, spokesperson for State Department, tell us about just short of 4 weeks ago in an incredible report? Who was doing the targeting for the Houthis? Remember, they have hit our naval vessels over 60 times. They've hit our cargo ships. They've tried to hit our cargo ships. 319 total strikes in the Red Sea. Who was doing the targeting? China. China was doing the targeting. That's war right there. So the Tucker Carlson, hey, let's just be nice to these people. Let us hit them again. Let them hit us again. Yeah, no, it'll be good. We can't make them mad. No, that's not a thing. When China gets involved, and the Houthis are on the verge of having nuclear material, not a nuke per se, like a nuclear weapon. But folks, once you enrich like that, it's not just, well, we're going to have a nuclear bomb. There is a whole range of nuclear weapons, some of them like dirty bombs, suitcase bombs that you can have. And you've got the Houthis, China, and Iran already fighting us in the Red Sea. 20% of trade goes through there. It's got to be stopped. I mean, we're done here. And they've tried to kill Trump. No, we're not like, hey, we'll just be passive and not make them mad. No, this is war. This had to be done. I'm really glad we're doing it now, because you let it another few more years go by. And folks, don't forget to see the one more thing. Iran is such an ally of the Democrat Party. They were marching in the streets with the Democrats. Remember this. They were marching in the streets with the Democrats. They were funding those violent anti-Semitic street marches. Remember, John Kirby, Biden's spokesperson admitting that.
We've said ourselves, the director of national intelligence came out publicly and said that we do know that Iran has been funding and encouraging some of the protest activity here in the United States. Some of it.
Yeah, the rest was funded by Biden's donors. So this is taking down a Democrat-allied Iran. A terror state. Both here in America and abroad. It's got to happen. And folks, that has nothing to do with Israel.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let's go back to this incredible truth bomb dropped by Benjamin Netanyahu on Brent Baer on why the Houthis, why Iran is such a danger. Catch the key part in here. You'll catch it. You'll know what it is when you hear it.
So that's the difference. They're a terrorist regime. We can't have Iran have nuclear weapons. And by the way, our intel shows that they intend to give these nuclear weapons to their Houthi proxies and others.
Of course.
And that's nuclear terrorism on a global scale.
Yeah.
It threatens everyone. Mm-hmm. And the last thing is they have plans to develop intercontinental ballistic missiles. Right now, 8,000 kilometers, very soon, just add a little distance, and they can reach the eastern seaboard of the United States. These people who chant death to America, tried to assassinate President Trump twice, killed 241 of your Marines in Beirut, killed and injured thousands of American soldiers in Afghanistan and Iraq, tried to bomb a restaurant in Washington, D.C., chant death to America, burn the American flag. Do you want these people to have nuclear weapons and the means to deliver them to your cities? Of course not.
Yeah.
So we're defending ourselves, but we're also defending the world.
Wait, what?
These people who chant death to America, try to assassinate President Trump twice, kill 241 of your Marines in Beirut.
Tried to assassinate Donald Trump twice. Okay, that's interesting. Since Bongino and Patel, the two heads of the FBI, have said, no, there's no foreign influence here. There's nothing. I mean, that's all just very normal garden variety routine assassination. Nothing to see here. No, we don't have any documents to show you. But just take our word for it. There's no there there. So you now have Netanyahu contradicting the heads of the FBI. What? Just what? Brett Baer, being the sharp newsman he is, didn't miss it either.
You just said Iran tried to assassinate President Trump twice. Do you have intel that the assassination attempts on President Trump were directly from Iran?
Through proxies, yes. Through their intel, yes. They want to kill him. Look, he's enemy number one. He's a decisive leader. He never took the path that others took to try to bargain with them in a way that is weak, giving them basically a pathway to enrich uranium, which means a pathway to the bomb, padding it with billions and billions of dollars. He took up this fake agreement and basically tore it up. He killed Qasem Soleimani. He said, made it very clear, including now, you cannot have a nuclear weapon, which means you cannot enrich. He's been very forceful. So for them, he's enemy number one.
Yeah.
Look, they also tried to kill me, but I'm his junior partner.
When did
they
you
understand that President Trump is a great threat to Iran's plans to weaponize nuclear weapons and use them?
Huh. Well, Todd Pyro didn't miss that either. We got the two heads of the FBI. Like, no, nothing unusual here. Crooks are just some kid. I don't know. Iranian connection. And none whatsoever. All those whistle. We'll move on right now. Mm-hmm. No, they're there. Now, remember, okay, I'm going to continue setting this up. Trump didn't buy that, okay? Trump didn't buy that. Here's Baer, Brett Baer asking Trump, you know, your two FBI directors here seem to say there's nothing unusual. I mean, they're not presenting any evidence in the 30,000 pages that Congress wanted. They still haven't gotten it. But they say there's no there there and to take their word for it. Do you buy it, sir?
there's a lot of frustration that we still don't know about that shooter in Butler. And we don't know about his communications. Will we get transparency?
I thought it was strange. You know, the one guy had 18 cell phones. Okay. I have a lot of cell phones, but I have like two. You know, I call that a lot. And I think I probably make more calls than him. They live outside of Butler in a little place. Where do they get this lawyer that would represent IBM and would represent ExxonMobil?
You're the president. Can't you find out?
No, Secret Service. They tell me it's fine. But it's a little hard to believe, to be honest with you, okay? It's a little bit hard to believe as I get that throbbing feeling.
So, Dan, the question is that a lot of people have wondered.
And he goes on to ask Bongino about it. Bongino denies, not nothing to see here. I'm just, no, that's Commander-in-Chief questioning whether we're lying. But no, he says he's crazy. Oh, folks, this is so weird. So now we have Netanyahu again contradicting the heads of the FBI. By the way, we have three assassins in custody, just so we're clear. The third one is the most interesting to me. You cannot find him, anything on him from Google. It will not give it to you. Unless you Google his actual name, and then you find out the FBI caught him trying to exit the country. He's Pakistani, but he had traveled in Iran before he came here. They caught him trying to exit the country the day before the Butler rally. Now that's weird, right? Yeah, he was fleeing. He was fleeing the country. But there's no there. I mean, there's nothing to see here. Can we have the documents? Because Crooks is dead, you know. I mean, there's no trial. Can we see them? No? Okay. Nope. Just take Bongino and Cash Patel's word for it. Cool. Because Trump doesn't even believe it. You heard it right there. So, folks, this is bombshell stuff. Something doesn't add up here. Now, I just want to play this for you because it's weird. It's weird. This is Todd Pyro. He didn't miss any of this. Guy's not dumb. Ivy League educated, former, you know, federal prosecutor. Yeah, he does a morning show, but he's not the usual kind of, you know, guy who does a morning show. He's smart. He caught that. So he has former Middle East CIA station chief Dean Hoffman on, okay? This guy's still got a security clearance. He knows what's going on here. I want you to hear the really weird answer. It garbles. By the way, the garble you're about to hear is in Fox's audio. It's not mine. This thing is so weird. I'm going to play it for you with the garble. Listen.
Here, were you surprised when Netanyahu said Iran tried to assassinate Trump twice, especially that inference, that implication without saying it in so many words, that Butler and the golf course attempts were connected to Iran?
Yeah, it was for sure Iran military, Revolutionary Guard Corps. There's shades here of post-World War II when the United States allowed the Emperor of Japan to remain in power as a means of...
That is the number one guy, the number one spy for the Middle East, CIA station chief. Garbles at just the right time, right? That's Fox's audio, not mine. I try to get it clean. That is where it garbled. But you can still make out what he said. Yes, it is the Iranian National Guard. And then he pivots. Oh, yeah, Cold War. Yeah, this is a Cold War. Yeah. No. What'd you say, honey? He didn't deny it. He did not deny Iran tried to kill Trump twice. And then he says it's the Iranian National Guard. What is going on here, folks? Well, we all know this. This is one thing we can count on. Ayatollah needs to die. Every one of them. We buzzsaw this leadership down to the cook, you know, in the bunker. Maybe he gets to live. Maybe he doesn't. That's what needs to happen. And I hope it happens this week.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.